on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm in the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? You are listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rayman Digital. Remember, if you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile, download the Rayman Digital app. That's on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Search Rayman Digital. Also, you can find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search the same thing, DC on CW. Once you find us, leave us a review. It helps us show out a lot. We appreciate it. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Steve Crouch.
What's up?
What's up, guys? Today, we'll be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 13, True Colors.
Singing it for 15 minutes.
I saw it. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's the song. Barry and the Meadows attempt a prison break to escape being sold to Amonet Black. So basically we get an episode of Prison Break minus Dominic Purcell and
tattoos.
Yeah. And lots of tattoos, prison tats. I like this episode. I told you before we went on air, Bob, that I liked this as a full story episode. We didn't get this wasn't really a filler episode. This had a lot of implications to the main story arc.
Yeah. Left a lot of questions out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tons of questions. Which we will get into a little bit later in the show. We will talk about the episode and whatnot. This week, guys, we actually have absolutely no news. So we're actually going to do something a little bit more fun. We have a little bit of time here for something a little bit different. Something that Bobby came up with and, you know, rightfully so, he comes up with all the segments that are pretty solid. This one's going to be fun, I think. In this week's episode, we saw DeVoe take over more meta powers, which answered a few questions if he could take over multiple powers for his body, which, you know, again, we'll talk about later. But let's ask the hard-hitting questions here on DC on CW. So my question to you guys and, you know, all of us in the room here, let's ask, what meta powers would you want to steal and why? Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I'm up right
away?
Yeah,
go first.
Man, I thought about this long and hard after you sent that text earlier.
I kind of primed it earlier for the host.
Yeah, he did. He sent us a text a few hours ago to get us.
Yeah, and I wasn't paying attention at work after that. I did some research. I shut down real quick. I was on the interwebs looking at different powers, and right off the bat, you know, you had mentioned last week about the reference to heroes. Are we getting too heroes-esque here and all these different powers, and DeVoe stealing these powers is kind of like Siler. So immediately I have to bounce the question back. Are we getting powers in a world that we live in right now, or is it a meta-filled world where there's other metas?
Oh, that's a good question, because like I need to know, are there other metas that could stop me, just right. saying, or am I the only meta in existence?
You're the only meta in existence, and you get to harvest what powers you want. So think of it as like a creative character on a game.
Oh my God. So I'm going to be level 99 overall.
But we still only get one power.
No,
right?
you can have multiple, but you got to have good reasons why.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Steve, go first.
See, I thought we were only going to get one.
No. We're gonna...
If you only had one, what would your one be?
Well, you know, I teetered back and forth between two.
Okay.
And the first one is just being rich. Because then you just have so much power to do like all
kinds
of
Bruce
stuff.
Wayne.
Yeah, but just Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne'd it.
Right. Well, I was still trying to ground it in reality. But if I actually got a power, and it's going to sound pretty lame, but I would take flight.
That's not lame at all, dude.
I would take flight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's not bad.
Because all the other ones, you could be, not all of them, but a lot of them, like immortality or healing, obviously has some benefits. I don't think I want to live forever. There's too much crazy bullshit in the world. And after a couple of centuries of it, I think it would just get tiresome.
Just trying to find ways to kill yourself.
Yeah, because you just wouldn't want to see the same thing play out over and over again across humanity.
So you would take flight if you could only choose one.
Because
what's your backup plan?
My backup? Like,
your secondary?
What's your secondary, yeah.
Oh. Again, a lot of them can be used for bad or good. but I would probably go with telepathy.
Really?
You would want to be in people's heads.
Of course he would, dude. This is Steve we're talking about.
If it could be controlled, in that I could turn it off.
No, okay, so, you know, again, we're all friends. For me, like, if I had to pick a power for Steve, I would end up, like, he would be, like, the Dwarf Star guy that can miniaturize everything because he always has to have everything in its proper place. And so his OCD powers would come in. And
are you sure?
Just,
or, like, wouldn't he want a power where he could, like, clean everything?
No,
like,
but
with
he
his
could
mind?
Shrink it, and then he could have everything he's ever wanted, and it would have a place
true.
In his house.
That's true.
It would have a place of its own.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
See, we've had this discussion before at least I've mentioned it before, that if I had superpowers, I would be a bad guy.
Right.
Like there's no way I'd be a good guy. So I have three. I have three that I would go with. Okay. So
and one of them's a giant penis.
We're getting there. So the first one would be invisibility. Okay. And the reason that I would want invisibility is because yes, your superpower being rich, motherfucker, if I'm invisible, I could just be rich. I could steal anything I want, get away with it, and be rich.
So you
want
to hollow man it?
Yeah, but okay, but there's a stipulation to being invisible. Yes, less A, less rapey. B, I want to actually be able to see out of my eyeballs. Like, you know how he couldn't see because he couldn't close his eyelids? Mm. Like, there's a stipulation to my invisibility here. Like, maybe give me like Harry Potter invisibility cloak. I'd be cool with that. I'd be cool with that. That's technically a superpower.
Okay.
It's a Deathly Hallow, whatever. Okay. My second one, I know you said you didn't want to live forever. I want healing factor.
Like Wolverine.
Like, because here's the thing.
I'm hairy like Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, gross and hairy like Wolverine. So, but no, like, dude, okay, invisibility and healing factor. Are you serious? You're almost unstoppable at that point.
Yeah, but you could have invincibility.
That was going to be my third one.
Then why have healing? If you're invincible, you don't need healing.
Not invincibility, but like super strength. Because Wolverine he doesn't have super strength. He has the healing factor.
So like Superman or super soldier?
I think I'd go super soldier serum just because I think Superman's a punk bitch. So I definitely wouldn't want his super strength. I don't need to be overboard. Okay. If I'm the only metahuman, I don't need Superman fucking strength. Okay. I wouldn't even need, Hulk super. I wouldn't need anything like that. If you're the only metahuman in the world, you wouldn't need that. So I think those would be my three. Maybe a fourth, maybe like
But what would you do with all that super strength that you suddenly have?
First of all, I would probably rule the world. Like, let's be completely honest. I have super strength, I'm invincible, and I can go invisible. Motherfucker, I might as well just rule the world.
Nothing altruistic. Nothing.
No, I would rule the entire world with an iron fist. I'd basically just be Dr. Doom. Wow. But like way cooler and actually conquer the world. I feel like that's what would happen. Fourth one would be maybe elongated man's power so I can make my penis bigger. That would probably be the only thing that I would maybe change. Maybe a little bit, 6 inches is respectable, but nine inches is amazing.
Around like a tuna can.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't hit the bottom of the tuna can, but I'd hit the sides for sure. Bobby, what about you?
See, and you guys are horrible. One, like I thought about it. I'm like, okay, would I want to be Flash, like fast, like the Flash?
Yeah, super fast. Yeah.
And with him, like having to eat all the time, not being able to get like drunk or high.
That would suck.
But you could eat a hell of a lot of barbecue.
Yeah,
dude.
But that's fine. But so here's my solution. I would take the breaching power like Cisco.
Ooh.
Because then, like, guess what?
Basically, you're super fast at that point.
Yeah. Why not?
I could be
anywhere. My drive from my house to the studio wouldn't be a drive anymore. I would just show up.
God, that'd be just teleport
right?
everywhere.
You're just there. Like I'm thinking like practical wise.
Are you thinking breaching? Are you thinking like Nightcrawler? Like
it's way cooler to Nightcrawler, let's be honest.
I was gonna say Nightcrawler's pretty legit.
I'm just going kind of
what
teleportation. Our fans would know.
Oh, okay.
And so you talked about like you know, I could eat as much barbecue as I want. Well, guess what? I could take Ralph's powers and do the same thing. He went from beer gut, sucked it in.
And had a six pack.
Had a six pack. Guess good what? Point. I can be any shape that I want. If I want to be big and brooding, if I don't like the way this shirt feels because these arms are way too loose, guess what? Just pump up my arms for a little bit.
Oh, so now you want that power too.
No, but that would be part of the elongated man. Oh, so yeah, that'd be part of my my things.
So you want to be vibe elongated man?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think those two would be, yeah, cause I'm not going to be picky. Like,
okay.
I thought about speed just because of the implications there too. Because if you can go through time, really time travel would be pretty bitching.
But then again, would you want to give up booze and all that stuff the rest of your life if you couldn't get to those, those things that people like enjoy? You know,
if I don't know, man, if you could teleport in the future, and this is going Ryan route, if I could go into the future and grab me a sports almanac and then come back.
Jesus, this is Back to the Future now. First he was Tony Stark. Now he wants to be Marty McFly.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
I mean, I don't blame you. Marty McFly is pretty good.
I mean,
I just want those shoes, dude. Self-lacers.
Yeah.
Those are bad. I don't know, man. I think this is such a cool question because we, you know, as geeks and nerds growing up, most people who read comic books are like, man, I'd love to have this power. I'd love to have that power. And at the end of the day, like,
which ones were let's flip it right now. Which ones are absolutely horrible that you would want nothing to do with?
I would not want to be fucking Jubilee from X-Men and shoot fireworks out of my fingertips. That one's absolutely horrible.
Like rogues could be cool. Again, it's kind of stealing the powers, but you would steal it to the point of you couldn't have any coitus.
You couldn't touch anyone.
Yeah.
A nerd.
Why'd you say coitus? Why'd you say fuck someone? God, keep it clean. I said fuck 13 times already.
Well, you can't have coitus.
You can't have cunnilingus with anyone. It's like, come on, man. There will be no intercourse.
It's not
with
fucking
me.
Dr. Oz, douchebag.
You know what I wouldn't want? And this is kind of a double-edged sword. Okay, I wouldn't want to be Dr. Manhattan because I wouldn't want to be blue.
But you're talking about Big Dong. His could be like the size of a Statue of Liberty.
That's very true, but you would kill a lot of people with that Big Dong. Like,
you know it.
No, seriously, dude, like Jubilee would be terrible powers. Rogue would be a complete bust. I'm trying to think of DC characters that I wouldn't want their powers.
A lot of them.
I wouldn't want to be like Swamp Thing.
Oh, Swamp Thing would be such a curse, dude. He's so cool, though.
He's not getting any ass, but for completely different reasons.
Yeah, he's not getting any coitus anytime soon.
No coitus, unless he fucks a bush.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this bush is poison ivy. Shit.
Oh, that's his version of BD.
Wait, there is actually a character poison ivy. Maybe he's...
Ooh.
Ooh, I never thought of that. Those two should hook up. Anyways, that was a cool little segment. Guys, if you... let us know what you want, what your powers you want. Let us know on Facebook
tweet
us, whatever. We'll maybe next show we'll mention a few. All right, guys, with that, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jump into the episode, season 4, episode 13, True Colors. But first, a quick break.
You and your movies.
And I think we know what happens when a super intelligent ape who's pissed off at humans escapes captivity.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
I mean, I just think it's ridiculous. It really is. This whole whitewashing. I mean, this is literally on almost every trade mag right now dealing with movies, is this Scarlett Johansson casting. And it's not fair to her. I feel bad for her, honestly.
Yeah.
Because she's paid her dues and she's being, you know, attacked for being hired to do a job.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
This is Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders can't come to the podium right now.
This is my plan. Forget the whitewashing for a moment here, okay, of Scarlett Johansson. She, according to Box Office Mojo, she's worth approximately $65 million. That's just too much money for anybody to be worth. And in my new plan for this country is I think we should start with her. And we should actually cut her up into various pieces. Listen to my plan here. I think we should chop her up into various sections and give everybody a piece of Scarlett Johansson. That way, it's fair for everybody. She's worth $65 million, and that way it'll be fair for everybody because nobody should be worth $60 million as long as I'm a presidential nominee.
So, Mr. Sanders, you're saying that you would like to apply the concept of socialism to a very specific physical individual.
That's why we should just cut up the bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Hey, fellas. Do you guys know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service?
Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm going to. That's right, because besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. So, bro, it is so easy. The premium service includes video content plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek From the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural The Crossroads, and more. Head over to patreon.com/RainManDigital and sign up today.
What gave me the chills back in the day with Empire Strikes Back? Yoda talking about all the spiritual elements of the Force. And so, you know, talking about the Force is everywhere. It's in that rock, in that tree.
Yeah.
It's around you. It's around me.
It's in your penis.
It's in your penis.
Use
now
it.
Now release it.
Use it on Jen asshole. Execute Order 66 on her asshole.
Go into her dark cave.
Oh. Your blaster, you will not need. What's inside? Whatever you take. Luke confronts a big old penis. We just lost all credibility once again.
Listen to the Star Wars From the Bacta Tank late night replay, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 a.m. Pacific, only on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen from the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RN Channel 001.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we're back. Now we're going to jump into Flash Season 4, Episode 13.
Not into coitus.
We will not be doing any coitus in this episode. God, I can't believe
no
you said that.
No coitus in prison.
God, I can't believe he said that. Oh, I'm so glad we have that as a drop now. This one was directed by Tara Nicole Whatever.
That's not a misspelling? No.
Oh.
And you know.
All right. Written by Jonathan Butler and Gabriel Garza. All right. So before we jump into our normal plot, character breakdown, episode, we're going to talk about Ralph and his newly discovered power. In this episode, we saw Ralph basically morph, change into other people. Now,
other races.
Well, we're going to get there. Hold on. Give me a second. I mean, we're going to get there. Hold on.
Okay. But before you get there, how shocked were you guys came up at all?
Okay. I wasn't that shocked. And let me explain why.
Okay.
We've seen him change his body. Okay. We've seen him change a flabby gut into a six pack. So for him to change his physical form is totally possible. And we've seen kind of small portions of it, right? So for this, obviously going from a white guy to a white guy totally makes sense. But going from a white guy to a black guy, that one, unless he did blackface, he had like a spray tan, like a really dark one. I don't know. So like, so obviously we saw him change. So first of all, guys, that's not comic accurate. Okay. Elongated man in the comic books could not do this power. As far as I know, elongated man literally could just stretch.
Yes.
That was it. He was a Stretch Armstrong.
Hence elongated.
Yes. Hence, yes. Now.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
It's in the name there. The second thing that I found that I kind of rolled my eyes at was the fact that he changed into the warden and became a black guy. Okay. First and foremost, how is the internet not in an uproar because he's basically doing blackface? Two, I like that Ralph tried to play black guy and they had to have Joe there to teach him how to play black guy.
Well, when he started stumbling, I thought it was because he couldn't handle his new
dick
land.
Was bigger. Yeah. His dick was bigger because he went to a black guy, right?
Right.
I mean, look, I wouldn't be changing into the warden. I'd be changing into Diggle. Let's be completely honest here. Okay. Like, come on. If you've got any black guy in the Arrowverse to choose from, fuck, come on.
That's Diggle. It.
Right. But so we always ask, you know, does it bother us that they change the powers? And honestly, to an extent, it doesn't really bother me. Obviously this one was necessary for the show to kind of move the plot along to help get Barry out of prison. So this one I didn't really have a problem with. And I just think him changing from a white dude to a black dude, that was a little much. I don't know. What do you guys think on that one?
He basically became a human cuttlefish, being able to change shape and color. But
sorry, I'm sorry. I went straight to South Park when you said cuttlefish. It was the first thing that popped in my head. What's wrong with me?
A lot of things.
It's only an hour show.
We don't have 5 hours to discuss what's wrong with me.
It caught me off guard because the way that it set up last week and we talked about it was with her new mind reading powers. I thought once they got into the courtroom, we were going to see that angle. But when we get into it later,
yeah,
and the way they played that whole thing, it was like, wait a minute. This is not what I was expecting.
So, I mean, I didn't have a problem with him changing his powers. I think they used the power to get Barry out of jail.
To tell the story.
In the courtroom appeal, and it made sense. Now, but I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob.
There's just other ways to do it for me. Like, it just seemed like it was like...
shoehorned?
I was going to say a stretch, but it seemed too punny.
That was perfect!
So, but I stopped myself before the pun came out, and then y'all forced it out of me.
It was such a good pun, though.
It just threw me off because I was like, no, like, he's not Clayface.
Right.
Stop making him Clayface.
He's kind of like Silly Putty when you put it down on the newspaper and it comes up all dark and black.
Wow. So is that what he did? They placed his face on some newspaper and that's how he became the warden?
I think so.
Yeah, he got dark and black.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Now this is the thing that I had a problem with. And this was the only thing that I had a problem. So, you know, jumping ahead, whatever, screw it. We're already there. He shows up as DeVoe, Clifford DeVoe, in the chair. And here's the thing that bugged the shit out of me. He shows up, and obviously now it gets Barry out of jail. But now he's got to play Clifford DeVoe, right?
Like, over and over again.
And how is that going to work? How's that going to work? He's not going to get let into the freaking her house, right? Not with the other DeVoe being there, or Diva. If let's change her to DeVoe, let's make her feminine.
Diva.
Like, so I just thought that was a really weird use of the power to have him show up as Clifford DeVoe in the wheelchair because of the fact that
nobody's going to question it after that 5 minutes of him rolling in.
He just rolls in. Oh, fuck, the guy's alive. Oh, shit.
Like, her defense did not get any better in that scene. Well, people in this city die all the time, and then they somehow come back. So, like, that's what happened here.
I'm sorry. This is not Star City, okay? Like, I think the thing that
they should have breached and snatched another DeVoe.
Oh, what a great idea. Just go snatch another one from, just ruin that guy's life. He's actually a professor in that, and like has no powers, nothing.
Can walk.
Find the paraplegic version. That way he can.
Or just turn him into a paraplegic.
Like beating him?
Yeah.
Just hit him with a crowbar.
Can you feel your feet? I can still feel it.
All right, hit him harder. It's been done before, whatever.
It's for Barry, don't you understand?
It's for my Barry. My life was great. I had a kid, my wife, I could walk.
I want to go home.
He gets dong, hit in the head with a fucking crowbar.
I've been training for this marathon for 6 months.
I've got a Spartan race next week that I've been training for. Oh my God, dude, that's amazing.
Well, they painted themselves into a corner now with
that's him. That's what I'm saying.
He's got to now act the part all the time.
I'm curious how this is going to play out.
I don't remember what I look like anymore.
I just want to see how it's going to play out, because obviously he's going to have to keep up the performance as DeVoe.
What if he turns, like you said, Clayface, and he just keeps changing and changing and changing, and then he never get back to it? He's like the Quantum Leap dude.
He can't be the, it's Quantum Leap, but
my
Clayface.
My next face will be my next face home.
Clayface Leap.
I see a spinoff. It's a spinoff.
It's because that's a definite spinoff.
Vibe is like his Ziggy, right?
Oh. Just keep zapping him to different areas.
Yeah.
different fucking places. Stupid. All right. That's terrible. So we've gone from, we've seen Andy Dufresne Shawshank Barry. Now we're going to fucking MacGyver Barry as he finds his way out of jail. Now, This was an interesting part of the story. I think the one of the coolest scenes was Omniet Black basically walking in and, like, I guess surveying all the metas, like almost like a meat market scene. Like, okay, which one do you want? I want them all. You know, like that was
it was like a fish market in Japan.
Yeah, except there was less knives cutting fish heads off.
Do you think they left, like, they didn't put any black metas in there because people would have got flipped out?
Because they were in jail?
Like, social justice, like, because it looked like a slavery buy?
Yeah, it was all white folk. Probably a smart move, actually.
I never even made that connection.
I thought about that one there, because I think about things like Jamie Foxx, slave movie.
Django Unchained.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think of, like, how they did that scene, you know, and it kind of reminded me of it, where they're just, like, scouting everybody that's around.
I don't know, man.
That's what they were doing, though. Yeah?
Yeah, but she's not...
It wasn't something that popped into my head while I was watching it, but now
why aren't the native people upset? Because there was a native character in there.
Because they weren't enslaved. They were just shipped off to other land.
Oh, that's good.
And given blankets.
They make blankets.
Well, they were given some, too, that were pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Those were the ones with SARS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. I saw it on South Park.
All of my American history comes from a cartoon.
Hey, whatever, dude.
Hey, I'm straight there. I'm right there with you.
All right,
if South Park didn't blank up, like, this is what they really believe, and through some of those episodes, they'd be like, yeah, they're making this shit.
Yeah. So what I did like about this, you know, Prison Break-esque, you know, MacGyver Barry, is that we get to see Barry basically plan an escape and use science. And it shows just how capable he is without his speed. I mean, he steals the two batteries, right? He makes, I don't know what kind of, I'm not smart. So he makes some kind of solution where he can actually pour it and it would corrode. I'm guessing it corroded the wires in the door.
Well, the whole thing that when he took the pillow stuffing out and was wiping it, what was he wiping it in?
Those were beans.
Was that black beans?
It was black beans.
Okay. Yep.
I'm almost positive it was black beans. I know that from Chipotle.
So it looked like a turd?
It did look like a turd.
No, it looked like hair because the guy called it hair. So essentially, it was a hair clog.
Well, yeah, but don't you think all that toilet water and whatnot would have caused it to not be black anymore? It would have, you know, diluted it.
Dude, look, it's a TV show, bro. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I flushed hair down the toilet, but I never
took a shit on top of it.
Took a shit on top of it.
I would have if I was him.
That's smart. Just make the guy plunge out a bunch of hairy shit.
Oh,
man, that's rough, dude.
And the guy did it with somewhat of a smile. Like, there you go, buddy.
He's like, there you go, man. You can shit in here again now.
All clean.
All right, thanks, dude. looks like he clogged it with some hair. Well, the thing is, like, okay, Barry doesn't have that much hair. So how did that much, what is he shaving his balls? Like, what? Where did all that hair come from, dude?
It's one of the requirements for the prison coitus.
Oh, God. I would have been like, if I were the dude, like, unclogging the toilet, I'd have pulled it out and be like, bro, where did this come from? My back.
Your back.
From my back, for sure. But it was just like, I don't know. It was really suspect, you know, like, okay. But what the what we take away from, you know, Barry planning this break and using was the fact that he is incredibly capable without his powers. He doesn't need super speed to be smart. And I think that's what I've talked about this before in this season, is that this season we're seeing more Barry Allen. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing the Flash. And I think they're really building Barry Allen this season. And I'm okay with that. I think that we need to see more Barry sometimes, because we do forget how good of a CSI he is and how smart he is and that he can use science. We forget these things because all we ever see him do is run in a streak and stop people with speed.
Yeah, throw lightning bolts and
throw lightning bolts. And it's like,
been doing much science lately. I mean, that whole first season in particular, he was always doing stuff. And lately,
well, I think they're really trying to remind us, you know, about Barry Allen, and I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that. I would honestly be okay with it if they did it more frequently. Mm-hmm. I just really want to see more Barry, because, you know, I cared about Barry just as much as I care about the Flash. So, the thing that kind of threw me off is that, you know, Barry as the Flash captured all these metahumans. Now he's working to break everyone out. And I understand why Barry does this. Barry is very selfless. But I got to tell you guys, I wouldn't do it. I'm just going to have to round these bad guys back up again and bring them back in.
What, you wouldn't selectively help some?
I think the girl.
The pretty ones.
The pretty ones. Yeah. Hey, you're hot. What's up? You want to?
Sorry, fat dude. You're stuck.
Sorry, fat dude with a crow's fucking balding. Sorry.
Have fun, Kilgore.
have fun, buddy. I don't know, man. I just don't know if I do. I feel like they're more, them running free is more dangerous. I than actually being sold into slavery. And to be completely honest, why wouldn't you just stop Amunet?
But that was kind of the whole point, right? If in the wrong hands and under someone's control, that would be the worst of the situation.
I agree, but here's the thing. Instead of freeing them, just stop Amunet and then it doesn't happen. Right?
Break yourself. You're saying basically break yourself out
and stop,
get the team and then come back and stop the sale.
Yes, exactly. And stop Amunet. Like, I feel like you stop the warden, you stop Amunet, you stop them from being sold into slavery. Then you stop them from being free. And now, obviously, you know, one of them turns over a new leaf, and rightfully so. I mean, we saw her when her episode, like,
she had a good side to her.
She did.
She didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to be a bad person.
But if he could walk into a bank and just steal stuff,
well, yeah, absolutely, I would do it. We've already had this conversation.
He was kind of running his own underground railroad in this episode.
Yeah, like, so it's less black right. People.
Barry Tugman
of the Metas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to get him out.
Follow me.
Into the sewer.
Follow me through
500 yards of shit.
They actually did that this episode. Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped down into the shit, dude. I don't know, man. 500 yards of shit. That's a long way.
Freedom, buddy.
Freedom.
Barry's only been in there for 2 weeks. Like, he's only got 2 weeks of notches on the wall. Come on. Like, Andy Dufresne was in jail for 20 years. I would go through 500 yards of shit.
Shows you what meta powers get you. Faster escapes.
Right. I got a meta brain. I'm getting out of here quick. Give me a Raquel Welch poster.
Maybe Andy should have clogged his toilet up.
With
black beans.
Black beans and some.
And some pillow casing.
Poor Andy. I think this was, this showed just how good Barry was. I mean, even though these people are bad, technically, you know, air quote bad guys, he's still willing to be selfless and get them out before that sale happens. And I think, you know, if it were me, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done it, but I'm also not awesome like Barry Allen. So I think it's a very good show of his character and what he's about, you know, and with Becky swearing off that she's not going to use her powers for evil again, really allowed them to connect, allowed us to connect with her. Cause I didn't think we really did when we first saw her. We saw her kind of, you know, just kind of be a bad guy. And I air quote that cause she was kind of, she didn't know what she was doing, but she kind of knew what she was doing. But I think this was interesting to see Barry, you know, talk to her and figure out, you know, what are you going to do when you get out? He truly does give a shit.
Do you think that's what it is with a lot of the metas we've talked about, that it's a choice and that given like proper motivation, proper inspiration, that they can all have a good side?
Yeah. And yeah. I think so when Barry says that, because this is the first thing I thought of when he said that, is like, it's not our powers who decide who we are. It's we decide who we are. And I think we saw that on the opposite side with Killer Frost in this episode. And, you know, she made a good point in that scene she had with Ralph. And I think ultimately these people are choosing to be bad guys. If you look at all their backstories, something happened in their backstory to make them want to be bad. Right. And that's typically how a bad guy or supervillain happens in comic books. So at the end of the day, you know, it's their choice to be the bad guy. And I think that was a very true conversation that Barry had with her, with Becky, saying, you know, it's not our powers, it's us.
Yeah, it's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
Oh, God. Okay, Harvey Dent. Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. So, actually, I have a little side story here that happened on my way home. You guys got to hear this. So,
The listeners have to hear it, too, apparently.
Yeah, everybody's got to hear this. It's kind of maybe a little dark, but the lady, the luck lady, what's her name?
Becky.
So, on the way home, I'm driving to come here, and I see this woman.
We'll call her Becky.
No, I was the Becky in this situation.
Oh.
So I'm driving along, and this woman's rollerblading down the road on the sidewalk. Jesus. And I see her, and she's skating along, striding, and she has traditional skates on, not rollerblades, and the little front rubber stopper. She leaned forward too far, lost her balance, and was fucked up is right before it happened. I was like, man, it'd be funny if she fell.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And her rubber stopper hit the sidewalk, and she ate shit.
You put that juju on her?
You put bad juju.
Shit into the rocks. And I looked in my side mirror as I was driving by. Just, I had to laugh. I mean, it's just one of those things that you have to laugh.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, wow, I was Becky. Like, I had this notion that I threw out there. Maybe I could rob a bank.
Let's go try.
Let's do it right now. Well, let's screw
me and
this
Ryan
show.
Will watch.
Like, no bullshit. This happened on the way home, and I called two people to tell them about it.
I can't believe you put that juju on someone.
She looked uncoordinated. I can't.
Was she hot? That.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was terrible.
I felt bad.
Not after she hit her face at the box.
She pulled herself into, like, behind a palm tree and, like, was looking at her knee. I mean, she ate it hard, man.
How long did you watch her for, voyeur?
Well, I was driving down the road, and I just looked in my side mirror.
Did you have to pay for that cam?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately,
scrape knee cam.
Unfortunately, I was a little bit too far past her when it happened, or my dash cam would have caught it. And then
Wait, you have a dash cam?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I drive too much on the freeway, man. It's too...
Yeah.
Got to have that insurance evidence.
Totes. Anyways.
It was relevant to this.
Yes, it was, because that's fucked up, man, that you would put that kind of juju on somebody. I mean, I guess I've done it too. Like, when you're like when it rains, you know, all 3 days it rains here in Arizona. Like, I hit a puddle. I'm like, God, I wish there was someone here that I could.
Right. But it's not like I put a sheeny curse on her. Like,
did. You cursed her. She fell.
I didn't. I was like, what if that happened?
Did you just use that word on air?
I did.
What?
Only because it's a Clerks reference.
Wow.
It's a Clerks reference.
Wow. Jesus. Ultimately, obviously, we see in the scene here, the warden basically tries to turn all of the prisoners against Barry, which in hindsight was a terrible idea, but like, if you really think about it, that's pretty smart on his part. You know, this is the guy that put you guys all away. This is the Flash. Well, now 7 other people know who he is now. Like, well, not really.
Did they even talk about money in that? Like, how much she was going to pay him for each meta? They never talked money, right?
No, there was no dollar amount. But I mean, here's the thing. Let me ask you guys this question, okay? If we're all in prison, okay, and we're all friends. We're not like that. And I'm like, all right, guys, we're breaking out, okay? And at some point of our breakout, someone's like, this is the guy that actually put you guys in here. He snitched on you, and that's why you're here. Would it really fucking matter at that point if we're all escaping? Like, does this actually matter as I'm trying, we're literally escaping the prison together, that I'm the one that snitched on you guys?
I mean, I could always shank you on the way out.
Yeah, I would have played it like kind of like how Captain Cold does. It's like, look, we'll work together now, but I'm going to fucking get you.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I don't think I've ever heard Captain Cold say sucker.
He should.
Is he? Never mind. I just think that I don't think it really matters at the time, or the timing is terrible. You know, like it just doesn't really.
You do what you got to do to get the hell out. Right.
Yeah. Right. Like you're getting the hell out of there. Then you can deal with that later. Right. I mean, Bob put it the great best way, like do it like Captain Cold. We'll work together now because it's a necessary evil. But as soon as we get out, you know, we got some shit to handle. Right.
But again, to your point, it's kind of short sighted on Barry not to stitch those dots together. Like,
yeah, I mean that. Yeah, that is a little bit.
He took a calculated risk.
A very calculated list.
Language.
Yeah.
Language.
Risk. Well, what I don't understand, and I mean, these metas aren't terribly dumb. Oh, he's a speedster. Well, how many fucking speedsters are there? Which one is he?
Well, in Central City, there's like 47 of them.
Well, he's obviously not black, so he's not Kid Flash. Okay. So which speedster is he? Yeah. Like, he's got to be the Flash, right?
Well, the thing is, there's so many metas popping up, you never know.
That's a good point.
Who's what?
Yeah, it's like whack a meta.
Whack a meta?
Yeah.
They just pop up and you hit them with a hammer?
Yep.
Yeah.
High score, get you tickets.
Or sold into slavery.
Hey, did you guys like CW's Black Lightning? I know Bobby did.
Yeah. Steve's been watching it too.
Yeah.
I'm behind an episode, but yes, I'm like.
I'm actually going to start it as soon as we get
you
done.
You still haven't started
it? No, I'm going to, though. Anyways. Our crew here at DC on CW will discuss and analyze all the episodes next as part of our Patreon exclusive broadcast, DC on CW Presents. Join Bobby and Mike for a special discussion on all about the new DC series. Head over to patreon.com/rainmandigital and subscribe to the podcast here, and you will receive this plus hours and hours of additional content. Again, like I said, I was going to watch it before I came here, and then I got hungry and left and got food.
Then I got fat. And
then I saw black beans, and that's where I remembered, because I went to Chipotle. Yeah, so I need to watch it.
Yeah.
You guys keep telling me to. I promise I will watch it before next week.
No, it's definitely worth it, and definitely worth the $5 for all the podcasts right here. So many shows out there, so much bonus content. Show us some support.
Yeah, guys, we'd appreciate it. All right, so we've been kind of wondering and you know, what the Thinker's doing. What's his plan? Where's he going with this? You know, and we finally see him kind of make a move. One of the things that threw me off a little bit about this, especially in this episode and his move, was his relationship with his wife. And we've seen his relationship go from when he was still in his regular body, you know, being a very loving relationship, you know, like I'm with you till death do us part, that kind of thing. Then he goes into, and I don't even remember the dude's name.
Get Out.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Get Out. And the relationship's different, you know. She's figured out a way to keep him out of her head. She sings that song in her head. And
seems like an easy way.
Yeah, but dude, like, okay, so I'm a spaz. And you were going to try to read my mind. There's no way I could, like, stop thinking about, like, I couldn't sing a song in my head. Like, I could sing, you know,
next word?
Smash Mouth, All Star, maybe. In my head.
You're just singing, like, hey, you're just humming happy.
You're an all-star.
You're just humming happy birthday over and over again in your head.
This is the song that doesn't end. I just keep playing that. Like, I just don't think I could, like, in my head do that. I would start thinking about other stuff because I have ADHD. There's no way. There's no way I could do it.
Yeah, but remember, you only got to do it when he's around.
That's a good point, which is all the time, basically, at some point, at least 85% of your day, right?
He got creepy as hell in this episode, though, right? Well,
what I want to know, and what I want to know is, what is her unwillingness to let him in Like, what does that mean for the story? Because, like, for me, the way I thought about it was she's obviously, I think she's having second thoughts about the plan.
Oh, about everything.
And I think, you know, and I think she's seeing more of the evil side of his plan than the, oh my God, we're going to change humanity plan.
You think as he's get like kind of how Siler was in Heroes, you think as he's getting more powers, especially getting that hot new bod, you think it's warping his own mind and what he's doing? Like yeah. It's changing his thought process.
And, well, think about it this way. And so you've got DeVoe and you've got his wife. Then you've got Joe and Cecile, which is literally the exact same situation, only they're DeVoe and his wife is the evil version, and Cecile and Joe is the good version.
Sure.
It's a complete different, you know.
Yeah, she's staying out of Joe's head.
Yeah, she's willingly saying, okay, I'm not going to invade his privacy.
Right, well, they have a healthy, relatively healthy relationship. The DeVoes do not.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. And I wonder, I think it's because she's seeing just how evil this plan is and how it's going to play out.
How much of it is do you think is physical?
Like physical has to be a part of it
because
he keeps jumping bodies.
Like I don't know if you guys saw like that weird T-Mobile commercial where they showed all like the babies like in the Super Bowl that like they are not brought up to hate each other, and it's like well that's not necessarily true because I've had babies cry at me because I wear a hat or I have a beard.
Well, that's
like,
just scary.
Well, just but you know in general people just like. You look at certain people, no matter what, whether you were brought up a certain way or not, and it evokes something different inside.
Fair,
you.
But yeah. If you put a room full of babies together, generally they'll just get along happily and play.
No, but I'm just saying they brought up this thing. But babies in general will cry. They don't like people with glasses. You know, it's the same thing with dogs and animals. You see different like behaviors that aren't necessarily taught. It's just something inside you when you look at it. I mean, if you see like some skinny, sketchy guy on the corner asking, you're like, that guy's a crackhead.
Guys,
you know,
I just look at people and go, man, I fucking hate that guy. Like it just happens, dude. Like I
and you always wonder if like that relationship has kind of turned that way, not because like all of a sudden he's a black dude, but just because it's like that's not the face I fell in love with. Like he's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
But it's not the person.
There's a weirdness behind those eyes too when he's saying it. Like it's very creepy.
It's cold and calculating. There is no affection there. And I think that's what makes it scary. And I'm pretty sure that's what makes it scary for her. That she's looking into this dude's eyes and she doesn't see the compassion and shit she saw in her husband's original body.
Right.
And I think that's the problem. I honestly and truthfully think at some point she's going to turn on him.
Well, you could kind of see it in her eyes in a couple of scenes. Like you could see the questioning of the motives and everything in her body language.
Well, she keeps seeing just how evil, you know, this plan is.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, how much of it was his plan versus her plan versus both of their plans? And is the scale kind of tipping now more than she thought it was going to?
Yeah. I mean, hell, I mean, we see that she upgraded the chair. It's got a new ability. It can suck people's brains out, basically, or powers out. By the way, like
it's like that. I was like, look, it's Dr. Ock.
That's right. Oh my God! I was literally just getting ready to say that. Like as soon as you cut, I was like, and then you cut me off. No, I was like, oh, sick, Doc Ock. Like it looked cool though. The special effect was really good. The claws and everything and the arms looked really, really good.
They've been saving up Birdsman and Joe.
Yeah, that's true. Haven't had any streaks. So, yeah, he's been saving up, and that's why they did that really awesome shot. I just, you know, I don't know, Steve. I think at some point she does turn on him. And I think once, you know, when she upgraded the chair, that was all her. He kills the freaking warden out of cold blood. There was no reason to kill him.
Right.
You know, like, he killed him to kill him. You know, he needed to die. Well, did he really need to die? Like, or did you just want to kill someone? Like, that's the way, you know.
You always wonder if, like, we talked about, like, the psychological thing. If he's taking over these people's power. Well, he took over fake Goldberg's powers, the Dwarf Star guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy was a murderer.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, you know, there was, like, an old movie. What was it called? I think it was called Body Parts. It's, like, a 90s movie to where they donated like all the parts of a body to people that needed it. So guy got his arm, but it was the killing arm and he couldn't control it anymore. It's like a fucking horror flick.
It was like Idle Hands.
kind of like that, but like a little darker.
Yeah.
Like guy took over his eyes and could see all this, like, you know, see the murders and started painting them. But maybe
the one
like
guy
that.
Got his penis and all he could only like have sex with like
penis
corpses.
Transplants wasn't a 90s thing.
Oh, that wasn't. Oh, that's not a 90s thing.
No, that's a trans thing now.
No, that was a 90s thing. Lorena Bobbitt.
That's a different type of transplant. That was a removal.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it's like that, where he's starting to take over these people's powers and some of those urges are coming into him.
That's possible. Well,
it's, again, kind of like Siler, right? The more he got, the darker he went.
I just think, I mean, ultimately here, and you know, we'd end up calling that he was going to continue to harvest the metas. We obviously didn't think that it was going to harvest them into a single body. But the thing that kind of confuses me is, dude, if he keeps harvesting these metas and keeps getting metas powers, he's going to be unstoppable. What could you possibly do to stop this guy? Like, right? No, I just feel like he keeps doing this and doing this and doing this. I mean, it's too bad he didn't harvest, you know, Wally West's powers when we get rid of Wally, but fortunately, you know, Wally had to disappear before.
Then we'd have another speedster.
That's true. But he would have dwarf stars so he could shrink people and shrink real small as he's running fast.
Yeah, now it's going to be interesting to see how he uses these other powers.
Yeah. I'm curious. That's actually a good point, Steven. And the reason I want to know what his ultimate plan is. Like, think about the powers that he stole. Okay. He stole her luck, right? Mm-hmm. Or her good luck, bad luck, whatever. He stole the shrinking powers. He stole the Kilgore's tech power. Mm-hmm. And he stole Black Bison's animation power, where she can animate inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. So what in the fucking world could he possibly want to do with
again? I
all
think
these
he's just
powers?
It's Voltron just becoming one.
By
of
my powers,
thing.
He's fucking Captain Planet.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
and supply heart. Then just Captain Planet comes out of nowhere. Don Cheadle just comes out of nowhere.
But I mean, and that's always going to be the thing that's going to defeat Barry, because we've seen him struggle with each one of these metas on his own.
Right.
Could you imagine if you don't know
a guy
what you're battling?
Everything. Yeah.
But that could be the advantage, because he has battled all of them. He knows what to expect.
But you can't have tech to stop something if the guy can control tech. You know, because that's how a lot of their solutions are. It's like, well,
Barry just shoots
these sound dampeners or this gun or this blah, blah, blah.
Barry just shoots him in the head with a regular gun.
You got to find a meta with AIDS.
You ain't bulletproof, bitch.
So I just want to point out, and I would be remiss if I left this out, but, you know, he transfers his conscience into the super hot Lady Luck, and then we get a hot scissor sister Les scene with Champagne that really, I had an awkward boner, because it is a dude inside of a woman.
It's like Caitlyn Jenner.
There's no penis, though.
Well, there's no more for her either.
When did that happen?
It got pushed inside out, I think.
Did it? I'm so far behind on my that stuff.
Like, you don't watch the Kardashians. Give me a break.
I don't watch the show. But I just want to point out that was a very – I like how she changed. She got way more, you know, bad guy, girl look to her after she had – DeVoe inside of her.
Well, the dynamic changed again.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole other guy's body was tripping her up.
Tripping him up?
Well, no, I mean his wife.
Oh, now she's like.
She's softened, like once they started
dancing. Ooh, look at her legs. And she gets, look at those. I'd like to scissor those.
Or maybe she's just in that awkward situation of like Stockholm syndrome now.
Oh, that's possible.
To where she feels trapped and then all of a sudden she's starting to fall for whatever this is now.
So my question is like, does he have to put a strap on now to have sex with his wife? Is that how that works?
He just needs to get elongated man's power and he'll be good.
Maybe the chair, when he straps into the chair, it simulates a penis, or that's one of the new powers that it has, like a penis attachment, and it simulates that he's, no?
Like a Dyson?
It's like a Dyson!
I mean, it was sucking things out of people. Maybe
Like, who knows, man? That was a very, there was some weird, like, tension there. Like, that was a very weird
scene.
Do you
think it'll go so far and he'll keep getting more maniacal with these things as he steals the powers that she'll turn on him and then give up to the other,
it's
to the good
it
guys?
It has to happen. It's the only thing. Because what would break your heart most? And you do all this to try to be with your love for the rest of your life.
And your wife fucks and you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
And then she turns on you. Then she turns on you.
She fucks you, then turns on you. But that you're right, Bobby. That is the ultimate kind of F you. Like, at the end of the day.
And then they shoot him in the head. Because he still ain't bulletproof.
Harry, what gun do we have to stop him? Here's a Glock 19. Here you go. Just shoot him in the head with this.
Just wouldn't it be funny, though? I mean, like all the things that are going around is just like straight up just shoot him.
What if Barry
the wife just murders him in his sleep?
Then we get another big bad as he gets murdered and then another one shows up.
She ends up in jail.
Yeah.
Well, like I just helped you guys.
What the fuck? I shot him.
And how many episodes are we in now?
13, so there's nine left.
Yeah,
nine.
Yep.
We're this far in, and we still don't have a true motivation behind any of it.
Nope.
But we do have a really hot lesbian couple at this point.
That hot lesbian thing is what's been happening on Supergirl. They own that shit.
Yeah, cool. Anyways, all right. So the last thing that I want to talk about, too, is we find out that he's obviously harvesting all the, I mean, we kind of knew he was harvesting all the metas from the bus, but we forgot that Ralph is a meta from the bus. So obviously he hasn't harvested Ralph's powers yet, but I feel like he has to, right? This sucks because if we've seen anything from DeVoe, he ends up plans happen and his plans come to fruition. So, could we possibly lose Ralph? That would suck, dude. I'd be pretty bummed.
No, you can't lose Ralph. Like, by far the best new character in all of the DC universe.
Yes. Agreed. 100% agreed.
And I know it would make an impact, but I think they'd be missing out on potential future character stuff with him.
Yeah.
Across shows. Like I said, even if it was like a webisodes, shit like that they could use him for, because the actor is good, the way that it's written is good, and it's one of the few characters that is actually consistently written well across the Arrowverse.
Correct.
That I have to think he's a crowd favorite at this point, right? I mean,
do we get any tweet? I don't go on Twitter because I think it's like I said, anyways. But people like him, right?
Well, that's the thing. We don't get tweets about things people like.
Well, that's not.
It's all about the shit they don't like.
Yes, we get a lot of Arrow shitting on.
So we don't. So then people genuinely like Ralph.
Yeah, you would think so, because you go with just us. Like in general, we are three different people that view these things three different ways. Yeah. But we all are kind of in agreement that Ralph is technically the best character probably on the Arrowverse right now.
Oh yes, yeah,
agreed. We're going to talk about the worst one in the next show.
Yeah. But, so given that, it's just like, it would be, again, we always tell like, you should take risk and kill people that people care about.
Yeah.
But I think there's so much more potential there that's beyond anything you could do with.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Cecile and the baby.
They don't kill kids on CW.
Yeah.
There's no kid yet.
Yes, it is. It's inside her belly. It's alive.
At conception, it's a life.
Oh boy, here we go. I think you're right, Bobby. I don't think that they've got too much.
Was it at Crouch Creative?
Yeah. Great. I'm gonna have all these anti-abortion people.
At Crouch Creative, guys. Tweet
him. Oh, brother.
Hey, you're the one that wants to get into politics.
Yep.
That's your fault. That's why I say stupid shit on
you. You know what that chair could be used for?
For people to sit on upside down?
No.
No.
It was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible. I think you're right, Bobby. I don't think they've got too much with Ralph, and they could go in so many different routes with him, and really he could be a stable on the show.
Another guy that could go over to Legends.
Yes. There's multiple things we could do with
him. Keep him where he's at.
No, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, but if you it's kill possible. Him, there's no options.
Yeah, there's no options. So yeah. I think we'll find a way out of this, but I think it's going to be at a cost. It's going to cost the team something for them to get out of Ralph not dying. And I mean, obviously we'll see what's going to happen. And obviously, you know, I could speculate for days, and I know you could definitely speculate for days, but I don't foresee him dying, but I definitely see them having to pay a price for him not to die. I don't know what that is. I'm not that good at speculating, so I couldn't tell you, but I think there's going to be something there for sure for them to get out of him dying.
Yeah. And Steve might be right. It could be Cecile, because it's the one that, you know,
we don't care about.
Not even care about, but we care about Joe.
Yeah, it would wreck Joe. He and just Iris. Found out he's having another. Yeah, she's having a sister. He's having another daughter. Like, that would be horrible.
It'd be awesome. We don't need another kid on this show.
But what if that? They said that kid has no meta powers, right?
Well, that we know of.
That we know of.
Yeah, and then they just activated dark matter in somebody's brain after 5 years.
Yeah,
so, right.
They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever the fuck they want. All right, with that, let's move into final thoughts. You know what? I'm going first this week.
You do that.
I think I'm going to. Like I said before, we went on, like when we went on air, this was a very good episode that had the main story arc in mind. The special effects were slight, obviously, but you know, they, like we said, they've been saving money with Barry not being the Flash. So we got the really cool shot with the chair. You know, the Doc Ock shot, which, yeah, it's very similar to Doc Ock, but I still thought it was pretty cool. Shot. It looked really good when it, you know, it collapsed on, their heads, very, very neat. So we got that. I think the story is very interesting because, like Bobby said, it left us with a lot of questions and kind of what the direction we're going. And at some point here, we've got DeVoe and we really don't know his ultimate plan. I mean, we know kind of why he's doing it, but we don't know why, like the ultimate why. So, I'm okay with that. We've got 9 episodes left. Okay. We've got 9 episodes left and we really don't know where we're going. And I'm okay with it for now. Now, if we get down to like 3 episodes left, then I'm going to be like, okay, what the fuck? I think I had a little bit of a problem with the whole Ralph dress, you know, being DeVoe, just because I know that there's going to be some backfire there. And if it backfires, does that mean Barry goes back to jail? I'm just a little confused in this one, and I'll wait to pass judgment and see where it plays out. But that was the kind of the only thing. I mean, yeah, Ralph turning into the Black Warden was a little much, but it is what it is. It's a TV show at the end of the day. You got to look at it that way. So it didn't really ruin it for me by any means. One scene that I mentioned it, but we didn't really talk about it, was the scene with Killer Frost and Ralph. That was an awesome scene. And to be honest, that was the only person that could talk Ralph, any kind of sense into Ralph at that point. And a very effective use of Killer Frost. I know I've been the one person that's been like, you know, how are they going to do this back and forth, the Killer Frost thing? But I really got to say, I'm digging the way they're doing it and I'm okay with it.
She controlled herself.
Yes.
Like for the first time where it really seemed like she was in 100%
control. Yes. I really do dig that, and I'm happy with that route. So ultimately, this was a very, very good episode. It had every aspect of kind of here's the main story, and this is kind of the direction we're going. And typically, obviously, main story arc episodes are pretty good. So I really did like this one a lot. Whoever else wants to go,
I enjoyed it. I think the DeVoe route. I think they painted a. I was glad to see DeVoe come back in since we hadn't seen him really front and center for a while, but putting Ralph in that position when we all speculated, or at least I speculated, that maybe Cecile had a telepathy showdown with DeVoe, that didn't happen. And now they basically outed Ralph as somebody who can, there's a shapeshifter, and now they know that there's somebody. So they just painted a target right on Ralph's back. So, and the way DeVoe is just getting so much more scary than I think we ever anticipated with his powers. I thought that was really cool, but at the same time, it's almost too scary for me. Like, I need to dial it back a little bit. But no, overall, it was pretty good. It's keeping the pace. It's moving things forward. But like you said, if we get into 3-4 episodes to the end and we still don't have a motivation or a clear line of sight, then it could get a little sketch.
So for me, I'm now wondering what's going to go on with their 6. There was 12 metas on the bus.
Right.
We have 6 metas that still haven't been found. Like, I don't know if that includes or excludes Ralph, but with 9 episodes left, if they do a meta a week, what are we going to...
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's going to happen if they do a meta? So let's say Ralph is included. Didn't they already put his photo up on the wall?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So he's part of the six.
So
there's six remaining nine mm-hmm. episodes.
Yep. So that means the last three episodes are going to have to be...
tie the knot, to yep. tie it all up in a pretty bow.
So
you're wondering... So I'm wondering if like the next six is like basically bust meta hunting between the two groups.
What if... I mean, you look at... We keep saying one an episode. What if they do two an episode?
Oh, no. I'm just saying like...
Well, based on the trailer for when it comes back, he's in the suit again, so he's clearly got to be going out there dealing with situations.
Right. Well, clearly. Obviously he's out. He's got to be yeah. Flash again. Like we knew that's going to happen.
But if he's in the suit, he's actually doing action. So we at least got one coming at us next week.
Yeah.
At least.
So it'll just be interesting to see how they tie it up to make sure they can't like, you know, they don't go off.
They can't be any filler episodes.
No, there's definitely not. It's got to be going forward.
Going forward, it's got to. I mean, I guess technically you could consider one with one of the bus metas a filler air quote episode, but it's the end of the episode has to have main story arc implications. So,
and the bus driver himself would have to be, or herself would have to be a meta.
It's actually Ron Wilson from Sky High, the guy that. Oh, nobody watched that movie.
Damn, bring up that movie all the time.
It's so good.
None of us have seen it.
I know. It's pissing
me off.
Never
even heard of it.
God, it's such a good movie. Anyways.
So it'll be interesting. Again, a really good episode, like a fun and a like exciting way. Like I like the episodes that leave us questioning.
Yeah. Well, like you like that because of the speculation.
Yeah, because it's fun to try to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be like... I'm not one of those, I don't need the character to monologue and try to tell me exactly what's
everything.
Going on.
You don't need exposition.
No, not at all. So I appreciate when they do that and then they leave it open for us. Because one, it makes for a fun show for us. Like the three of us being here just bullshitting about what we think's going to happen.
Agreed.
And it just makes, like I said, fun for us.
Yeah, yeah. More speculation on this one than I think for a while just because it's the curveballs.
Yeah.
This one was full of curveballs.
There was a lot of curveballs.
Because I think we all came in to like this episode having like our idea of what the end game was going to be, whether it was the telepathy showdown, me thinking that she's going to win the appeal by reading jurors' minds and then like swaying them that way. And just to have like, you know,
her telepathy was the factor, though, that started everything.
Yeah.
So you were right on that account.
I just didn't think it was going to finish the way it did.
Yeah, I agree. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for today's DC on CW Flash Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. Follow us on all of our social medias, Twitter, social medias, Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, Instagram, DC_on_CW. Stay tuned for the Arrow Edition where we talk about Black Canary and how much we don't like her. With that, guys, we'll see you soon.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.